Can you repurpose a video about affiliate marketing and the whole topic of affiliate marketing into a profitable content kingdom or empire, whichever word you like to use? We'll answer that question right after this. One to episode 137 of the Content Profit Show. This is Jeff Herring, your host, and every time I welcome you and give the episode number, I gotta say thanks. Because tonight I'm talking with one of the guys that I bounced a lot of ideas off in the beginning, way back in the summer of 22. And without y'all, this wouldn't be here. Without y'all, this wouldn't be episode 137. So for everybody that's been a guest, including our guest today, Les, everybody that's going to be a guest, and all our viewers and listeners, thank you. You've made this possible. A couple of announcements before we introduce Les. And by the way, if you're seeing his name at the bottom and a black screen with a white circle in it, don't email me. Don't text me. Don't tell me. I know that. For some reason, the video is not working. And the cool thing is, Les has a great radio voice, so you'll enjoy him, and this will work out anyway. And like I told Les, it wouldn't surprise me if this, if he popped in the way technology is. Hey, Peg, good to see you. All right, a couple of announcements. We are in the final week of March Madness Month, and this week we're doing something called Seven Tips Empire. Have a couple of new custom creators that will create a Seven Tips blog post or article for you. And then you take that over to the Seven Tips Empire creator, and it builds out your product. Okay. And so today, the video about creating the Seven Tips will land in your inboxes sometime this afternoon. And then probably Thursday, the second one will land. And then we'll talk about how to get you involved in all of that. Okay. Without further ado, let's go to the main event. Right over here, although you can't see him, is Les Ricchetti, and he is the founder or the creator of PandaProfits.com and is involved in that. And has this is just a beautiful take on affiliate marketing, as you'll see in a moment. So, Les, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome to I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and thanks to Andy O'Brien and Denise Wakeman for hosting that event that got you here. Denise and I go way back. We had the same mentor way back in 07, and Andy's been a student for a while, and now I'm a paying member of the AI Success Club. They got in on it in the beginning. All right, so how'd you get into affiliate marketing from all the things you could get into?
Well, I actually was an architect, and I was working and decided that, hey, you know what? I figured I had about 10 years before I basically would have to retire. And so I said, hey, what the heck? Why don't I just jump out now, see if I could do something with terms of internet marketing and make a good go at it, right? So that's what I did. I jumped with a leap of faith.
That's what it takes. And having watched some of the video, and talking with you and knowing affiliate marketing, you're sitting in the potential empire here. What's your, Les, what's your dream with this?
Well, I think it's really quite exciting right now because we just got into AI in a big way. It's so fantastic because of the levers that it gives you. And it's just going to explode like crazy. I think everyone now is in a position to really jump into it.
Yeah, we're just at the beginning. And when we were talking before, what part of what your dream you said was freedom and independence, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, like I was saying earlier, you know, even if you're making, say, $100,000, $150,000, $500,000 a year, you still got to show up 9 to 5, right?
Yep. And or at least, well, not necessarily 9 to 5, but at least some part. The cool thing about this is, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night with an idea, you can go implement it. Cool. So what we've got here, folks, which you see on the screen, is the video. And this video will be in the show notes. As a matter of fact, it probably already is. But I'll check afterwards to make sure. And you can give it a watch. And it's all about a secret affiliate system. And Les has told me enough about it to where I don't know about anybody else doing it this way. So incredibly cool. Let's see, the secret affiliate system that's currently making me $300K per month in commissions on autopilot. Now that'll get get started in 7 days. That'll get your attention. And I like what y'all talked about in the beginning. It like, that's a bold claim, and it is. Okay. So it gets, you know, people to be skeptical. And then when they find out it's possible, then they're really interested. So that's a cool thing. Let's jump over to the Ascension model. There should be some music, special music for this. Here we go. All right. So let's get rid of this. There we go. So we've got less new content empire. And look at that. You are not into mushrooms in Idaho. Okay. However, that lets us know that this works with anything. That was an episode ago. So we'll put in affiliate marketing system. Isn't this great? It's not my first rodeo. Oh, goodness. See, I leave the bloopers in, folks. And so right now we're talking about that video that we'll use. Let's call it. Through the magic of internet marketing, this is now fixed. This is why I use the rough draft and not the video presentation part of it. All right. So, and you know, there's all kinds of way to get traffic. You got some of that going on. What I've got in the white box there, Les, is a bunch of different ways to turn this content into digital products. Now, could you take what's in the video and create an ebook?
Most definitely. And I guess with AI, you can almost magically turn into a number of different products and videos and mini videos.
Absolutely. And it's all, you've heard that old song, it's all about the base. This is all about the prompts. What you put in determines what you get out. And that's, guys, we're going to show you that this afternoon in the video of 7 tips content. And all the way you could create a membership from this, couldn't you?
Why not? Yes.
I like that. Why not? Why wouldn't you? Right now. So what we've got here really is an empire, from ebooks, a masterclass, like one of the steps you take, a mini course, a small version of a course, a flagship course, something that you become known for. And then some people are a little squeamish about getting involved in memberships right away. So you can do a short-term one. I've had a lot of fun and success with those all the way to membership. And there's also things here that aren't on here, like infographics and guides and what I call a one-time small group mastermind. First one I ever did, Les, was in 07. I got 5 people together to give them a website review. This is before you could even see theirs together. I mean, this was teleseminar days. And each person got 20 minutes and each person paid $150. And, you know, a couple hours later, I was up $750. And I thought, I think I kind of like this stuff. Lots of things you could do with this. Are any of those on the list right here, Les, jumping out to you?
I think mini courses are pretty good because if you get a course going, it sort of gets people all and pumped up, you know, if it's something of their interest. And then you could direct them a number of different ways. And if you're an affiliate marketer, you could have, say, like it could be an autoresponder. It could be, while we're talking internet marketing, all the things that you would need. It could be traffic generation, and you could direct in that way. And to support them in what their aspirations are. And at the same time, you actually vet it out to make sure that it's a good system. And you know that, you know, in terms of all the choices that they have.
it's a good test. And so starting with a mini course is great because you could take all the steps of this system. Two ways to do it. You could make it very short videos of each step, or you could combine steps together. And you know, like 3, 3, and 3 or something like that. The cool thing is after you've got the mini course going on, there's several cool things about it. The first of which is that a certain percentage of the people that take a mini course are going to end up in a membership. It's just the way the numbers work. And you can work backwards and do a masterclass on each one of those steps, an ebook on the whole system. And by creating, if you use video for the mini course, you've essentially created the ebook. You could pop that in the ChatGPT and just say expand on this if it's not big enough, and then move it up to a course, you know, going deeper. And you'd include things like video, checklists, templates, workbook, guides, that kind of stuff, Q&A. A flagship course is something that you'd become known for. That's, oh, what does Les do? Well, he does this. Okay. And the interesting thing about this is we move up mini courses to flagship course. The percentage of people that end up in membership increases. Because I remember this was 08. It's coming back from my mentor's house in Virginia Beach to Atlanta, and had a preview call, teleseminar that night for what was then called Article Writing and Marketing Secrets. And I did it a couple times a year, and I'm in my hotel. I didn't make it home. I got outside of Charlotte, and you know, the Hampton Inn hosted my webinar for me in my room, and I'm walking across my room listening to the last preview call to make sure I'm going to cover everything. Unless I caught myself congratulating three people in a row that at one time that had joined the membership, and I said their names, and I stopped in my tracks because I went, wait a minute, every single one of those people are now in a monthly membership. And so I went back and checked my numbers, and about a third of the people that do that kind of course end up in a membership, and those are good numbers.
Wow, that is good. Yeah.
So, I mean, let's talk conservative. You get 10 people in there, three new members. If you get 100, probably 30 to 33. And them's good numbers. Short-term memberships. I'm thinking you and I are both of the generation that remember Columbia House Records?
Yes. They're gone, are they?
I think they finally died. But remember, you know, you could get 11 albums for a penny, you know, and then you had to refuse the monthly one. They would send it to you if you didn't refuse it. And it was a whole lot more than it would have been in the store. And it wasn't easy to get out of, though. Pissed my parents off big time because I did it like at about 14 or 15. So anyway, all that to say, people of our generation and maybe the one below us, because of that and other stuff, can be giddy or kind of scared, skittish about getting in a membership because I don't want to be stuck forever. And so you can do a short-term one, like a 12-week short-term membership where you're, you know, and the service delivery can be easy. You know, a video and a PDF of instructions every week. And then you get them, let's say, well, I'll just pick these numbers to be consistent. Let's say for the 12 weeks, you charge them $37 a month. So that's 111, 100 and something. Don't ask me to do math in public. I did real well in math until they added the alphabet. and then the cool thing to do is, let's say you're charging $37 a month for the short-term membership. And when it's time to wrap that up, you can say, hey, look, folks, we can go deeper with this. And you've already paid $37 a month for 3 months for 90 days. Let's just keep doing it. And there's the membership. Now, we're building out your whole empire here. So this is kind of fun. First of all, any questions so far?
No, I think that's the way to go, because you're essentially building, as long as you're giving value, they're going to stay, right?
Oh yeah, and they're going to want more. And I can't see your face, but I can hear that you're getting a glimpse of the future. I love it. Memberships used to be these big old multi-video, multi-PDF, multi things. And you can over-deliver. I did one around 2010 called Article Marketing Teleseminar Club. And because there were five steps to it, we did five trainings a month. Okay? And for the Q&A part, I had my then 14-year-old son reading the questions. What happened was the people that were dropping out saying, we can't keep up, Jeff. And it was a lot of work for me too. So, and over time, people have become more like, hey, give me the facts, give me the to-dos. And so I'm real big on service delivery time and service consumption time. So you could do this and teach one topic about affiliate marketing a month, one video, and then do one Q&A a month. And let's say they were an hour each. As far as service delivery, live or in person or recorded, you're now at 2 hours a month. Okay. And that doesn't stink at all. Right. And then all those things below it, the model I like using is everything below it is included in that membership. So they can go in and, you know, check out a mini course or read an ebook or whatever. And here's a write down. All roads lead to membership. There will be people that come in at mini course. There will be people that come in at ebook or flagship course. And that's fine. And they used to teach people that you got to start at ebooks and work your way up. I'm like, no, there's too many on-ramps here. And so some of them will end up in membership. Some of them won't. All of them will be income streams, which is a good thing. And so, remember I said 11:18 would get here, right? For you, 8:18 would get here quick. It's here. Gosh, when you're having a blast, time flies. All right. So you and I are going to talk a little bit after. I'm super excited for you because, as I told you before we went live, this is an empire sitting here. And it's even truer now, I think.
Yeah, I really like that idea of you trying to get leverage. You know, like I would hate to have to do so many different programs or trainings, you know, right out of the gate. Are we still on now?
Yes, we are. We are. Yeah. I'll play the exit music before we're out. So, yeah.
If you get the leverage of using other things and put it in the membership side, that cuts down your workload tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to necessarily put out. You just build on it, right?
Yeah, you just build on it, and you don't have to do it 9 to 5, which is a good thing. All right. Les, thanks for being a great guest and bringing great stuff. There's so much we can do with this. And folks, thank you for being here. A lot of places you could have been online nowadays, and you chose to be with us, and that is always honored and appreciated. And so, folks, as always, you know what to do. We'll catch you next episode on episode 138. Until then, again, Les, thanks for the great stuff. And folks, you know what to do. Go use this stuff. And